This is Ted Kennedy. The administration's Star Wars scheme for anti-missile defense is finally losing altitude in Congress. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the money we're spending on Star Wars is still preposterous, but at least the amount is finally pointing in the right direction, down. In a compromise the other day, the Senate and House agreed to cut Star Wars for the first time since President Reagan unveiled that crackpot scheme in 1983. Star Wars is the pet rock of the far right, Al, so your right-wing friends are raising a hue and cry about the cut. They're urging President Bush to veto the entire defense bill, just to make their ideological point. Star Wars has become a symbol of everything that's wrong with the runaway military spending and gold-plated Pentagon budgets. Congress didn't cut it back enough. We'll be spending $3.8 billion on Star Wars this year, compared to $4.1 billion last year. The right wing's complaining and calling for a veto? Give me a break, Al.
Ted, there's nothing crackpot about SDI, and there isn't a far-right bone in Dick Cheney's body, if he's one of the SDI supporters you hammer on. I don't know who is calling for a veto of the defense authorization bill, but as far as I can see, most legislators and the Secretary of Defense agree that it's a pretty good compromise. The House and Senate have haggled over that budget long enough. There comes a time in this business when someone has to give. It's called compromise. You majority Democrats don't seem to ever get the drift about the process called compromise, Ted. Every time we get close, you run for the mic and the camera to start squawking. They buckled under. We've got 'em now. Anything to get on the old 6 o'clock news. An increase in the anti-drug spending by the military is also part of that horrid spending bill, Ted. Next time, try to accentuate the positive, okay? This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.